Hello.
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 Hi. Are you coming in one? How's it
wonderful? Good to be here.
This is wonderful. So who's here? I think I hear Amrit and Guru Ravi. Is that true?
Yeah.
Guru Prem.
Guru Ravi.
And Guru Prem. Oh, good.
Nargobin.
And Hargobin. And
Hargobin.
Okay. Did I hear something, Krishan?
Satnishan.
Satnishan. Oh, good. And who else?
Omkar.
Suzanne Smith.
Omkar and?
James from New Jersey.
James? Good. Yeah. And?
Hariinder.
Hariinder and?
Guru-atma.
Guru-atma?
Sadanam.
Sadanam.
Okay, Hari.
Hari-munder.
Something, Hari?
Hari-munder.
Oh, Hari-munder. Hi.
Hey.
And who else? Sadhana?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Who else?
Suzanne.
Welcome.
Hi.
Anybody else? Okay. And whoever else might be out there. Well, I'm so proud of you for getting on here on time and everything. This is wonderful. This is great. Anybody who was on our call last night with Amandeep, oh, God, what a class that was. Oh, my God. It was extraordinary. Anyway, we had about 45 minutes of difficulty getting the whole call going, but once it got going, I don't know. There's a radical change that happens when he starts speaking. The information that he has, the energy that comes, whew. Okay. So anyway, you know, he's coming to Española in February to teach about Baba Siddhi Chand. Oh, my God. I highly recommend that you look into that. We would love to have you. And I want to tell you that we, with help of Atma Gautam, we actually got a YouTube video up. And if you go to soulanswer.com/Yogi, Y-O-G-I, underscore, Mela, M-E-L-A, dot H-T-M-L, you can see the video, the YouTube thing. Anyway, I'm kind of tickled about it. It's the first time I've done it, anything like that with the help of Atma Gautam.
It's so great. I saw it. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad. And by the way, Mela means gathering, so it's a gathering of yogis. Yeah. Thank you, Sadhnagar. Okay, so let's get going.
Rahmana and Tomas just showed up a few minutes late.
Oh, good. Welcome, dears. Glad to have you.
But now, thank you. Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, palms together at the center of the chest.
Oh.
Long, deep breath. Eyes at the third eye point. And relax into the third eye point. And inhale. Oh, Relax in that long deep breath. Relax in your heart. And now please begin heart breath. Can you explain it? Okay. Heart breath. You do long deep breathing. And that means breathing through your nose, from your belly, taking a long time for the inhale, long time for the exhale. And then on the exhale, please feel as though that air is coming out of your heart. Feel what happens here at your heart when you do that. And now please send that beautiful heart breath, that essential healing energy, send it to everybody in this class, whether on the phone call or on the recording. And if you're on the recording, and it does too. And now please send this beautiful heart breath directed with your intention, with your mind, with your energy, to think of somebody special who could use it. For instance, Lucinda. Is Lucinda still in jail?
Yes, she's still in jail.
Okay, so let's direct it to Lucinda today especially. As you know, she was wrongly accused of a crime and she's stuck in jail. Thank you. And now, please send this beautiful healing breath out to anybody who would like to receive it. And inhale. And exhale. And welcome. Be present. Seems as though we have some other kind of radio broadcast on there. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Well, okay. So now, and you know, during the phone call, to listen, listen echoes and other interferences, you can press star 6. Now, what that does is to mute you yourself so that nobody else can hear you if you talk. But at the end, Baba Siddhi-chan always asks us to share. So at that time, you'll press star 6 again. And that will unmute you, because we do want to hear you. And by the way, if you have questions during the class, you know, speak up. We'll see what he has to say. Okay? Okay, so he's here. I think he's a master thespian. Today he's acting like Grandpa. Okay, sir, why are you acting like Grandpa? He says, because I'm very wise. He says, I've lived a long time, so I know a whole lot. He says, believe me, my experiences have been astounding. Okay, so I'm asking what he would like to share with us today. He says, you all have been an unruly lot. He says, over your lifetimes, you have no idea what you have done, what kind of mischief you have been up to. He said, but I've loved every minute of it. He says, whether it's the ups or the downs, doesn't matter. Whether it's the oppressive or the repressed, doesn't matter. He says, I've just loved you along the way. He said, it's kind of like... He says, it's kind of like training a puppy to paper, he says, in getting us trained to realize the real course of our actions, the real course of our ideas, our notions, our projections, and leading us into our realization of who we are. Now, of course, that who has a capital W on it. You know, he says all of it is capital. He says you are capital beings. He says, oh, and he says, please remind them about the Tritacum class. Okay, the Tritacum class is tomorrow night. So if you want to join up, join ahead of time. Okay. I mean, register. Okay, sir, thank you. The Tritacum course is, of course, leading you to listen to Yogi Bhajan. He says, that will be so fun and so spectacular. Okay, so, and Yogi Bhajan is right there with him right now, smiling. Okay, so, sir, what else would you like to tell us? He said, you have learned so much. He says, it's time for you to relax and integrate. Relax and integrate. He says, I'm not telling you to pull down your forces, to pull down your direction, or to pull down your discipline. He says, no, just keep them in place. He says, but he wants us to relax about it. He wants us to relax through our life. He said, it's not so terrible as you think. It's not so upsetting as you think, and it's not so distracting as you think. He says the key word here is think. He says thinking can get in the way of a lot of things. Okay? It's the thinking that makes it so, the thinking that makes us nutty. He says, in reality, if you relax into who you are, then you gain the wisdom. Then you gain the knowledge. Then you gain the integration. Then you gain all the fruits of your labors. He says, but it's this constant worry, this constant trying to keep track of everything, constant trying to make everything. He says, and build everything out of matchsticks. He says, you know how satisfying that is, right? You can see how satisfying it is. He says, you can build your little matchstick houses, and it's fine for about 2 seconds, and then what? It goes up in flames. And then what? Then you get upset again. And then you start the journey all over again. Oh, my God. He says, don't you get tired of it? He says, I'm with you all the time, but sometimes it's hard to keep seeing the how can I say, the reruns. See them over and over again. He said, I've seen enough of that. He said, you all are much too enlightened to be caught in the over and over again. Okay, like he's actually referring to that movie Groundhog Day. He says, why get caught in that anymore? You don't have to. He says, I know every one of you, whether you're on this call right now or whether you're going to listen to it in sometime in the future. He says, I know you. You would not be listening to this call if you were not in the soup of enlightenment. He says, do you understand that? He says, you do not need to be in the recurring vibrations. It's time for you to step aside from them. Just move out of them. It's like he's saying, take off your fishing boots. You know those big, long fishing boots? He says, you've been waiting in the muck for too long. He says, just come to shore. He says, that's all there is to it. He says, and when you do that, you can begin to see what a marvelous being you are. He says, you just have to turn around and face the other direction a little bit. Turn around and face the other direction a little bit. Instead of staying in the stupor, he calls it a stupor, of having to repeat over and over again, having to repeat, he calls it the discharge of the delivery. He says, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be a little animal chasing its tail all the time with the same worries, the same difficult emotions, the same setups that happen to you over and over again. He says, heck, you don't have to do it. He says, I'm your grandpa. I know. I know, and I am inviting you out of the chaos. I am inviting you out of the chaos. Okay? Just feel that now. He says, on one hand, he says, feel the chaos, the mental chaos. He says, the problem is that you think that is real. He says, it's real to some extent, exactly. He says, but the fact that it's recurring over and over again and that you get sucked into into the belief that it's real and to the emotional, which then triggers all the emotional output and mixes quite a primordial soup of muck. Okay? He says, now be aware of some chaos in your life that is recurring. You just become aware of it. Just become aware of it. He says, don't judge it. He says, in fact, you can love it because it's very important in the evolution, in your evolution, to do that. He says, there are certain things that you are building when you go through that. He says, so don't worry about it. He says, it's just time to move on to the next step. He says, and don't judge anybody else who's going through it. He says, they're just building. They're building in a certain way, so don't worry about it. But now it's up to you. You can choose to step aside of the muck. Think of the chaos. Feel the emotions of it. Feel the worry or the sadness or the whatever it is. Think of the circumstances, how they could keep reoccurring in different guises over and over and over again. He hurt me. He shortchanged me. He so-and-so. Okay? You understand? He says, okay, you've got that going. Now, at the same time, it's like hold that thought. Now, he wants you to step sort of out of the muck and, you know, but don't shoo the muck away. Just sort of step aside. And then he says, now go deeply with your breath into your third eye. That's it. Good. go deeply into your third eye. And he says, relax into that. Relax into that. And he says, in that place you will feel a stillness. Allow yourself to be there. Like a vast, still pond, if you will. Or a vast sparkling. Or a coziness. Or return to naturalness. By that he means, for instance, when you were in nature, that feeling of simply being present and expansive. Says, just feel that and let it grow with your breath. Let it grow with your breath. And he says, just relax and allow yourself to be steady in that wonderful condition. That's a wonderful condition of truth, by the way. And look how easily you step into it. The way you generate it, to allow its manufacture to occur through you. Okay, now being steady in that sparkle, that stillness, that presence. He says, now, little bit by little bit, allow that chaos or that muckiness to come in and dip its little toes in that still pond. Let it bathe fully in that still pond. Let it bathe. Just keep doing that. Keep doing that while I talk. This is like the story of the, in the healing nectar tank of Hari Mandirsar, the Golden Temple, when the black bird comes and dips in the water. It comes out white. So let those little chaotic beings come in, swim around, and allow them to change their vibration. Allow their vibe to be cleansed. What I'm saying is, they feel kind of staticky, kind of chaotic, kind of don't know where you're going, kind of feeling down and poopy. He says, let them come and bathe in that very expansive feeling, knowledge, place, sparkly, still. Let them come and bathe in it and let them be cleansed. So to speak. In other words, let that charge, that recurring sort of nutty charge, let it change, let it neutralize, let it flow into the greater. Now understand that they are not lost, but they are changed. So they have gone from being wild little children to being beautiful, expansive beings, like the grandpa, full of wisdom and full of knowledge. He says, and now integrate them in your own being. integrate them into your own being. Those are aspects of you. And what a wondrous vehicle you are. Allow yourself to integrate all those parts. Long deep breath. Allow yourself to integrate. Integrate with its extraordinary, wise parts into one being now, into one being. He says, know who you are. He says, be grateful for those little picadillos, those little idiosyncratic ways of seeing and being. That nervousness, and see how it changes with you. Okay, we're hearing a little background noise of some moving around. That's it. Use your breath. And let your whole being become so vastly still, so vastly alive, tuned into every resource there could be, just allowing it all to flow through you. And that is the mightiness, that is the power, that is the breadth, the beauty of you. That is who you are. He says, so now please love. Sink into the love of who you are. Who you have been. He says, those cute little guys who are running around and chaotic, love that part of you. Love the transformation. And love the acceptance of the wisdom. The wisdom that happens with the transformation and the integration. And he says, as you do that, that's when you love the Almighty. It's not outside of you, it's in you. It is you. So, love. Allow yourself to love this omniscience that is you, that flows through to this everyday level. This is who you are. This is the magnificence of who you are. And let your own quality of resonance, let it vibrate totally as you. And let that resonance vibrate with that of everyone who's here on the phone, whether in person or in the or on the recording. And greater and greater, resonate as the totality of all. He said, isn't that fun? He says, and now as you resonate as the totality, the integrated totality of all, allow an answer to come to you. Allow an answer to come to you. write it down, please. Good. And now just enjoy it. Feel the lightheartedness of it, the pure expansion of it, and the pure depth and the groundedness of it. And congratulate your real self on being who you are. Isn't that the most fun? Because we're about having fun here, no matter what. He says Caesar's armies could be coming at us, but we are having fun here. Good. Okay, now inhale. And exhale. He says, and bring this consciousness, this total expansion, bring it into the vibration of the everyday. Allow them to integrate, so that you can carry them on simultaneously. Now that's real integration, he says. Good. Oh, he's giving you such a blessing. Well, it's actually the joy in his own heart melding with the joy, the beauty that he's seeing from all of you. That's what's happening. And its expression is the expression of parents who are looking at their newborn, that expression of love and wonder. So just accept it. Okay. So now he would like to hear from you. Very humbly, he says, he would like to hear from you. So please, is there anyone who would like to tell us about what the experience is or has been for you, or has a question, comment? Oh, and press star 6 to unmute yourself, please. Star 6.
Pranam, it's Omkar.
Yes, Omkar.
I guess what I would share was when we came into the heart, when we were doing heart breath, well, meditating at the third eye, but I kept feeling before we had the muckiness come into the pond,
mm-hmm.
I was actually already feeling it coming into the heart, almost as a slight bit of anxiety, which was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept breathing into it to release it.
Mm.
And then to integrate it, you know, into being part of me and just to kind of breathe through it. So that was really interesting.
Yes, but you were doing it even, you were feeling the lead of the vibration even before there was the direction.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
It was really amazing because the last couple of days I have definitely, it's like the holiday energy has kicked in,
mm-hmm.
and I felt it. So it was really nice to kind of release some of that. And then I guess when we heard the message, it was breathe and breathe into heart breath.
Mmm, wonderful.
So it was simple, but...
But profound. That's what
yeah,
it's all about.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, dear. Now, I just want to tell you we, on that theme, that we have, I'm not really trying to sell you on these classes, but I'm just so enthused about what's coming up. Guru Mayer, you know, he's becoming our expert on emotions. He's doing a free class on next Tuesday, December the 14th, about holiday emotions, heavy or happy. So you might want to join us for that. Okay, now who else would like to share?
I would.
Good. Who's that?
Rahmane?
Yes, dear.
That final image of...
We can hardly hear you.
Oh. Is that better?
Not much.
No. Well, is that better?
A little better. Just speak up.
Okay. The final image of Baba Sirichand looking at us with the eyes of the parent looking at the newborn was so powerful because my own birth was pretty chaotic with my mother hemorrhaging. And having the that image, it felt like a new birth, and it reminded me of, in the words of Jesus when he says, unless you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom. You cannot live in the unified consciousness. For me, that was being reborn into the sacred acceptance of Baba Sirichand is like a new birth.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Please carry that image with you. He said, yes, I said it for you. He said, it is the truth. And carry that image with you, please. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, who else? Is there anybody else?
Yes, Saranam. I had this vision of, you know, standing in the waters and then, you know, when we invited the chaos in, it came in the form of people in my life. And it was like this heavy cargo, it's like this heavy strong box was being dropped into the water and sinking to the bottom. Off of these people. I had trouble with the integration. I'm not sure if I did that completely or whatever, but when you said the part about the newborn, it was like, okay, if we drop this heaviness, this conditioning, we are like that newborn. When we arrived here, we didn't have all this conditioning from our parents, from society, from life itself. We came fresh. And so when we drop all that heaviness, all the conditioning really is what it is, into let that drop and sink away, then that's where we get the integration with the others.
That's so wonderful. Yes, he says that is true. He said that is very true, and you have the experience and the knowledge of that. He said what it means is living totally in the radiance of being loved. Just living in that. He says, with no precaution. He says, just with the wind, open yourself up to that radiant love that's for you. Good. Thank you so much, dear.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Ranjit?
Yes, Ranjit.
Hello. The visual, I think, too, from the for the newborn was what really... got me the most too, because I was thinking the purity and that just that pure essence of love that you have as a parent looking at a newborn was just so it was just so beautiful. It was just such a wonderful feeling for me, because I'm thinking, if he could love us like you love your newborn child, that's amazing. And what I also wanted to share through the whole time since you spoke about Lucinda is it was really hard for me to concentrate on anything else. I don't know why, but I was just thinking, I know her address is up on your site.
It is.
And I was wondering if, because everybody's on the group, if we could all flood her with Christmas cards or some kind of a card so that she knows she's thinking, being thought of at this most special time of the year between just finishing Hanukkah and coming into this part of the year. I just thought maybe that would be nice if as a group we could do that for her.
How wonderful. That is fantastic.
Okay, thank you.
That's great. Now, I just want to warn you, don't put any kind of stickers on the envelope. Don't put any kind of extra papers
Okay.
I mean, you can put a letter in, but don't put any kind of gifts or sparkle or anything in there because it won't get through.
Okay.
But yes, please do that.
It
that would be fantastic. I beg your pardon?
It has to be very formal, these letters to her, and even your name fully formal.
Not even a Christmas card?
Yes, yes.
Yes, a Christmas card?
Oh, no, on the envelope.
Oh, on the envelope. When you're addressing the envelope and putting your return address on there?
Make sure you have your full name and no letters, and it's very formal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
But in the when we write to her, can we say that we love her and that Baba Siddhichan loves her and tell her about the meditation and so on? Can we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, thank you for that.
Because I've had letters returned because I forgot a part of my address or abbreviated my initials and, yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. Good information. Okay.
This is Haridas. May I add a comment or ask
a question?
Of course. I'm sorry, I arrived a little bit late.
That's okay.
I found this meditation challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Being the mom of an 8-year-old girl, I find myself in that role of placing, I don't want to call them limitations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wear gloves when you go outside in northern Minnesota in the winter.
If you want to keep your fingers, yes.
Yeah, so so I was very challenged with letting go of the earthly instructions and just reveling in the pure love of of the innocence of a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so much of my role now is, you know, ensuring survival on this planet so that, you know, my daughter can learn the lessons and grow as she will through this existence. So.
Right. So I'm listening to Baba Siddhichan, and he says, you're doing a good job, dear. He says, yes, it's very important to train our everyday self in certain ways to remain healthy and so on. And he says, what is very important is for you to train her to listen to her, to tell the difference between her everyday self, you know, all these other conditioned voices, and the voice of her soul, the voice of her expansiveness. Train her to hear that and train her to know the difference. He says that way you incorporate the balance. And if it ever happens that you tell her something, one thing, and she says, oh, but Mom, my soul is telling me something different, he says, respect that. Regard that. And that's how you do it.
Thank you.
Will that work for you?
Yes.
Good. That was a very good question. Good. Okay, thank you all so much. I think we have come to the end of our... He says, don't say end of time. Okay. He says, just say goodbye, I love you. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I love you all. I send you heart breath. He sends you heart breath and love. And we do to each other and to Lucinda. So, God bless you all. And now, please come sitting straight. Palms together at the center of your chest. Breathe long and deep. Oh, and so now let's just all sing this song to Lucinda. That'd be fun. Okay, inhale.
May the Lord Long time in the sunshine upon you.
It's all love around you.
And the pure heart within you, guide your way on.
That we all are. Oh my God, isn't it wonderful? Okay, love you. Have a wonderful week. God bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Thank you, Kehar.